Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. He's getting old in Disneyland. When gets to go to Disneyland. I don't mean Reading Park.
So, I suppose we're on the air.
We are on the air. Good morning, Jefferson.
Can you hear me okay, Ashley?
We can always hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Everybody can hear you.
Yes. We're just glad Ashley's here.
Yay.
Hi, Ashley.
She keeps us out of trouble. Well, keeps Terry out of trouble.
I do my best. If they get in trouble, don't blame me.
She keeps everybody out of trouble.
She has a clause signed in the contract we have that, you know, she is indemnified. She's not going to be held accountable.
Indemnified?
Indemnified. So, how are we doing this morning, Terry?
You didn't ask me if I was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
I can tell. I can tell by looking at you.
Well, a bushy-tailed maybe. Bright-eyed, no. How are you, buddy?
I am doing well.
Good. This is Jefferson State of Mind, and we're broadcasting live.
Live.
From 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, Redding, California.
Chester County,
yes.
Yes, yes.
Anyway,
one of the 23.
We've got some really neat things happening tomorrow night at 2570 South Bonnyview Road at the church that shall remain nameless. Right, Ashley?
It has a name.
Yes, indeed. It has a name, but we don't say it on the air.
We don't.
They don't want to be associated with political movements.
It looks like a church, though.
Yeah.
That's because it is.
It is. Anyway, we will be having a candidate coming in who is going to be announcing their candidacy for
Assembly District 1.
Yeah. I'm just used to that other one.
Yep, but, yep, we've said it so many times.
It's done now.
Yep.
So now we have a new one here in Chaska County, so it'll be, I'm sure this will be the first candidate of many, or maybe not, maybe just a few, but we're excited about this. So folks, come on out, hear what this candidate has to say. He will be announcing, it is a he, I'll give you that much. And with that, I also want to let folks know that the messenger is out, and it's a great one, it's a great messenger. We have this come out every couple of weeks.
Yep, we do. I didn't bring it with me today. I have the old one.
Oh, because you have the old one.
I have the old one sitting here, okay. And I forgot to grab the new one.
Well, it's a good thing I read the new one then.
Yeah, I read it too. Yeah,
it's very
done.
Good.
Well done.
Very well done. And you folks need to get on there and get on the website, soj51.org, and look at the messenger. Great information there. And there's going to be a Donald Trump rally, I guess nationally. He's going to announce that he is running for the presidency. And he's announcing that on June the 18th, I
18th, believe. That's right.
12 noon, so I guess they want to have a nationwide rally for Donald Trump. And a lot of people say, well, you know, I thought you guys were bipartisan. Well, you know, really, what's our other choice? Biden?
You're right. What is our other
what's
choice?
What's your other choice, you know? I mean, your other choice is what? You know, and I mean, so really and truly, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Donald Trump beat, what, 17?
Politicians.
Yeah, established Republicans. He beat mm-hmm. them all. Mm-hmm. So, because he's doing what the people want. And in essence, I think that's going to be kind of a fun thing. So you can see more of this information in the messenger. And with that, what we're going to do right away is we're going to go to Donna from Calaveras County. She has an announcement to make. Donna, how you doing?
Good morning, Donna.
Donna, are you there?
Hello,
Donna.
Calling Donna.
Going once.
Twice.
Oh, I had myself muted. Are you there?
Hey, we're here.
We're here, Donna. You okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, you don't have your radio on, do you?
Well, no, I turned it off.
Okay, good. Yeah. That way you don't get the feedback.
Yeah, and also there's a delay. And the reason there's a delay is in case wind slips.
I never split.
And says something well, that he shouldn't say, and we have a button.
Of the two of you, Wynn's not the one I'm concerned about.
So, Donna, what say you, my dear?
Well, the Calaveras State of Jefferson Committee is sponsoring a Family Fun Day fundraiser on next Saturday, June 15th, noon to 3:30 p.m. at Utica Park in Angels Camp. The meal is going to feature hamburgers and hot dogs and sides. We'll have sodas, craft beers, and local wines, and they'll be available for purchase. Water is going to be free because, you know, it's always warm up here. We're going to have games for kids and the young at heart. We have lots of great gift baskets you can win. And we have two special gifts. One of them is worth $240, and the other is worth $500 for that will go to lucky winners.
All right.
And the tickets for the event are $15 per person, $25 per couple, and $5 for kids under 10.
Perfect.
And, yeah, we're hoping to see lots of folks here.
Now, say the date and time again.
Yeah.
The date and time is Saturday, June 15th, noon to 3:30 p.m. at Utica Park in Angels Camp.
Perfect. Now, with that $15, do they get a hamburger or what are they, what's the...
We'll get hamburger, hot dog, sides, and water and chips and cookies and stuff like that.
How fun. That sounds great. Yeah. Plus, you even have libation. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes, we have libation.
Boy, oh, boy. Hey, Wynn?
Yeah.
When do you get back to Disneyland, buddy?
I get back on Friday night. Road trip.
Yeah.
Well, Donna, that sounds great. Sounds great. Yeah, and the money goes to?
The legal fund.
The legal fund. Good. Awesome. CFR fund. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Calaveras.
All our profits will go to the legal fund.
Sounds perfect. Good. And then Mark Whitehead, affectionately known as Mad Dog, is down there.
Mm-hmm. And, he will have his Jefferson booth there, and our MC is going to be Dave Kitchenel from Tuolumne County.
All right. Oh, yeah, he's great.
Stonewall's good.
Yeah.
Stonewall and Mad Dog.
There
can't
go
wrong there.
Yeah, and Gunny will be there, too.
Oh, Gunny will be there?
Uh-oh, you got a trifecta going on there. That's going to be scary.
Yeah, you got so many great people down there. Brett, yourself, and Ann, and Leah. And Calaveras is just a great county. Really awesome what you guys do. Anyway, Donna, thank you very much. And just one more time on the date and time.
June 15th, noon to 3:30, Utica Park and Angel Camp.
Perfect.
Fantastic, Donna. Great job,
thank
hon.
You, Donna.
Call in any time, okay?
I will do that.
Give us an update after the fact.
Yeah, that'd be great. Give us an update.
Let us know what happened.
Maybe call us next Sunday and let us know how it went.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, great. Thanks, Donna. Thank you.
Cool. See, that's what we're talking about. We want to know what's going on in the brother and sister counties. Find out what you're doing and getting together and celebrating the word and spreading the word of Jefferson. So that's what we want everybody to be able to do. Before we get off to the next caller, I just want to say congratulations to Lauren and Justin Cochran, longtime family friends. Their two children got married yesterday, and it was awesome wedding. It was a little breezy, but you know what? It wasn't hot. It was so nice, and we had a great time out there in Cottonwood, and a lot of really good family friends and people I hadn't seen forever got to see and celebrate with them, and it was really fun. It was a beautiful wedding, and the parents should be proud of what they did and the two young people that they've raised that are coming together in holy matrimony. So I just want to say congratulations to Justin and Lauren.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, yesterday was beautiful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was great. I know it was a great day for yard work, so I went out and watched Sally do yard work while I sat in a chair and had a beer.
You should be whooped for that. Making your beautiful bride do all the yard work.
No, she loves it.
She does.
It's funny. In fact, this is a true story. For Mother's Day, most women want, I don't know, diamonds, whatever they want. Okay. She wanted a red little tractor. That's what she wanted. Farm girl. Wanted a red tractor. So I got a red tractor. Hey, man.
Keep
listen, you guys. How many guys, I can't see a raise of hands, but how many guys out there had to mow lawns when they were younger? I know I even had to do it with a push mower for a while.
Who's still doing it with a push mower right now?
We're still doing it. We're buddy. He lives in servitude.
It'll only takes 4 hours.
It only takes 4 hours. Anyway, we're going to go off to our first break here. So, Matt, if you'd hang on, buddy, we'll get to you right on the other side of the break. And time has come.
For 51.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
And we're back.
We are back.
We are back. Is it too bright in here for you?
It is.
Is that why you're wearing the sunglasses?
Yeah, I put the sunglasses. Well, Matt's on the phone, so I had to put my sunglasses on.
Uh-oh.
Because Matt is a shining light for liberty.
Oh, there you go.
Are you smiling now, Matt?
Good morning, Matt.
I hope you're laughing over that, buddy.
Yeah, I'm good morning. Hey, I got a brief minute here, so I just wanted to throw this out. Our country's getting ready to celebrate our independence, and I think it's fitting that we all make sure and fly a Jefferson flag on Independence Day. I know I'm buying them as fast as I can afford them and handing them out, because if you support Jefferson, it's time to make sure you show it. It's time to send that message. Stick it in their face. Let them drive down the road and see your flag. You know what I'm saying?
Amen, brother.
Yep, and I know where you can get a bunch of those cheap.
Well, I appreciate that. You guys have a good day.
You too.
You too, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Great message. He's not wrong.
Anyway, I thought I was trying to make Matt smile. I guess I'll take my sunglasses off again.
You made him smile. He's smiling. So, what are we doing next?
Well, we got the phone ringing.
In the process, we've got...
I want to mention that Nick Gardner wrote a letter to the editor. He's talked about that. Nick is the gentleman here in Shasta County that's been pushing for a 1 cent sales tax for a jail in its operation only, which would have to be on the ballot and win by 2/3.
Cool.
He had his letter printed in the Record Searchlight, and it was very good, Nick, very good. He does a lot of fun things tongue-in-cheek in there. He's a very clever guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a great letter. If you can get online, read Nick's letter, Nick Gardner's letter about the jail and the 1 cent sales tax. And, again, it was absolutely great. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567, and we have Jimmy
on
the line.
How you doing, buddy?
What happened to Matt?
Well, Matt was there.
Matt was there. He was done. He said his piece.
Oh, I missed it.
Well, hey, buddy, you're running late.
Well, pay attention, will you?
Yeah, you got to pay attention, man. We're going to have to nickname you 8-Track.
What's wrong with 8-Track? I got 8-Track and a CB radio in my truck. Anyway.
Do you have an 8-Track?
No, I have one in my garage, actually, and I don't use it.
You got Steppenwolf on an 8-Track?
Actually, I think I do. I collect old stuff like that, analog. That's what it is. So anyways, guys, I just want to give everybody a little heads up on some of the silly stuff I've uncovered during the week. In California, there's a movement called Restore California Renewable Restaurant Program, which tacks on 1% to a bill to help fight the environmental global warming issue in California. And apparently you can, the restaurant or the customer can opt out of it. Now, one of the Chinese restaurants in San Francisco puts a 3% tax on your bill for this. And the guy who runs the restaurant said, well, we haven't had anybody opt out of it. Well, I'm wondering is how are they producing that or showing it on your bill? You know what I mean?
Good question.
You might want to keep an eye out for that because I am certainly not going to give a dime to this program because you all know what's going to happen to the money. It's going to get squandered and sponged away in different places. So,
is that 3% just excuse me right off the top? Is it indicated on the receipt or the bill?
I don't know. I didn't get that. I haven't been to a restaurant and seen that yet. So
interesting.
I just want to give everybody a heads up to maybe look out for that. So I don't know if they put it right in your tax bracket on your bill, or if it says this certain program on your receipt. I don't think so. I think they're just tucking it into the tax.
Well, they'd have to. There's only one way they could do it, and that's, either let you know they're doing it or load it into the price of the meal. In other words, your steak is now, instead of $12.95, it's $13.25 or whatever.
Right.
But then again, they would have, that'd be an accounting process on their end. You would think that they would just have that as a fee or have that on your bill with sales tax so that when they do their accounting, they could go right to it or they could be automatically logged into their computer. I don't know.
Right.
I mean,
so,
that's weird.
I don't know how they're doing it, but nonetheless, I just want everybody to, maybe ask when they go into a restaurant, are you guys in this program? The other thing is this state, you guys, as you know, is so far left and into socialism. Did you guys hear the John Hickenlooper speech at the Democratic National Convention?
I can't even pronounce the name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I know it's a lot of syllables, but... this guy, he's a governor from Colorado, got up in front of the Democratic National Convention. You can look this up on YouTube. And he said socialism is not the answer. We need to not go that far. And the boos, the decibel rate, it was just huge boos.
Yep.
And that is a reflection of how these people are thinking. They don't want to, they want to be a socialist state. Is that what you people out there want? I don't.
Well, it depends on the crowd that they had in there, too. You have to remember that. They're all hand-chosen to go to these programs and these what you want to call rallies, which are, minuscule compared to what the current president rallies.
Yeah,
so
they
speak.
Didn't show the audience, though.
So they're not showing the people that are down in front of the audience holding up their banners saying applause, boo, all the reactions they need to do.
Yeah, like the big applause sign on the old, like,
game shows and stuff like that, yeah.
the other thing people need to think about is some of the laws these people in California have passed. Like, having sex with an unconscious person is now a misdemeanor. Where is the Me Too movement on this? It's like, hello, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the silence.
The other one is, if you are HIV positive and you have, and you know that, and you have sex with a person, it's not a felony anymore; it's a misdemeanor. And the other bill that really chaps me is SB 620. Now, this was approved in October 2017. which deletes the enhancement. Well, it's up to the courts now, because it was before it was an automatic enhancement if you used a firearm in some crimes. And now they're leaving it up to the courts to decide.
So they don't have to use it?
No, they don't have to use it. And the charges, the things that this enhancement covers now, that the courts in California, which they're so liberal, will probably dismiss because the prisons are so full. The charges include murder, mayhem, kidnapping, robbery, carjacking, assault with intent to commit a felony, assault on a police officer or a firefighter, rape, and a bunch of other, you can look it up, SB 620, and there's some other sex crimes I don't even want to say over the air because they're so disgusting. So these are the people that are running California, folks. I mean, this is just beyond me. And another thing I was going to talk about is my wife and I were looking at Tucker Carlson, that show.
Yep.
Now, Tucker Carlson, you guys can look this up, has a thing called Tucker Investigation Exclusive Video Shows Los Angeles Tent City. And it's along the same parameters of Seattle is Dying. Folks, it is completely disgusting. You know, and they talk about San Francisco, too. And did you know, according to Tucker Carlson, that San Francisco has more billionaires per capita than anywhere in the world?
Right.
And we're having these problems.
Well, I believe that as far as San Francisco goes. My daughter's in real estate there. In fact, the real estate group she's in just got bought out by the largest real estate conglomerate in the United States. She was back in New York at a meeting. And I know that the home she sells, $1.4 million is a cheap one, $2, $3, $4, $5 million, and people are paying cash. It's the way it is. We go down there a lot to see her, she's doing well. But the idea of, we took Bart, just to give you an idea, we took Bart to San Francisco from San Leandro, or I guess it was from Oakland. Anyway, when you go along on Bart, you're looking out the window. On the side of the road, there isn't probably any spot that doesn't have a homeless camp, gang graffiti on the buildings, filth, dirt. And then you go into certain parts of Oakland and certain parts of San Francisco, and, it's a lot cleaner, unless you're walking down the street. I know that the new song is now, I left my poo in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Nice.
On a sidewalk.
Was that,
close to
that,
you.
Was that Kaufman and Broad that bought them out, or just out of curiosity?
It's what was that now?
Was that company Kaufman and Broad that bought them out?
I don't remember.
Okay. And another
I don't
thing,
think so. I think it was bigger.
There's a site called openthebooks.com.
Mm.
Now, we've all heard about the, what do they call it, the poop alert?
Yeah.
On the app. Well, if you guys go to openthebooks.com, they have all that sort of information. Plus, in 2018, on the streets of San Francisco, they reported picking up 9,520 used needles,
wow.
Hypodermic needles.
Yeah, I believe it.
I mean, it's just, that is, it's out
well,
of control.
Well, heck, we picked up a 5-gallon bucket full underneath the Sundial Bridge.
Yeah, and they were talking about how in a a 1-square-mile area in parts of San Francisco, there's over 700 intravenous drug users on the street.
Well, you know, here's the deal, Jimmy. You can even change the lyrics to Bad Boys. Now, bad boys, we'll arrest you, let you go in an hour or two.
Yeah.
Because that's the deal, man. I mean, it's revolving, it's horrible. I mean, you have to be out of your mind not to look at California and go, my God, it's off the rails.
Right.
How can you possibly, in your wildest dreams, go along with this stuff? You know, it's
right.
Absolute insanity. I mean, you know, and, you know, it's just like people, you know, having a fit about late-term abortion. You know, we should be able to do it whenever we want. It's my body. Oh, okay, cool. Well, that's great. You know, maybe if all the people that wanted abortions were aborted, we wouldn't have the problem.
Well, and another thing, real quick, I know you guys probably have to go off to a break pretty soon, is where is the EPA? When you see all these videos and pictures of these piles of garbage, rat-infested garbage, on the street and, you know, human excrement. Where's the EPA on that one? So anyways, with that, folks, I'm going to go write a check right now to the legal fund, and you might want to remind the listeners, you know, the address for that. But we need to do this, ladies and gentlemen, because there is no answer. These people are not going to remedy the situation, and it's completely in an uninterrupted downward trajectory, this state. So, all right, guys, I'll let you go. Thank you for letting me vent.
You're welcome. Thank you,
brother.
Anytime.
Take care, man.
And he's not. Bye-bye. And he's not wrong. He's absolutely right.
Never wrong.
And the time has come for 51.
To my city by the bay, I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Wild, huh?
When was just dancing. When
I
never
was not dancing.
Do that again.
I was not dancing.
I think you're a fabulous dancer.
I was not dancing. Terry was dancing.
Yeah. Ashley's the only one in this room that has rhythm. We got two guys on the phone. Ashley, I'll let you pick who it is. Whoever.
We're gonna have
first.
Nick first.
Nick.
In
hey
the
Nick,
of time.
How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I wanted to thank you about mentioning my letter to the editor. They did. Take out a few things I wrote in there, but that was because of the length of the letter, and I guess they had to take out something. But I wanted to encourage everybody to email their supervisors, and you can do that at shastacountybos@co.shasta.org. And if you email and tell them that you are the only tax you will support is a 1 cent sales tax dedicated to a jail, we might be able to get control of the crime problem here in Redding and Shasta County. I don't believe that there's any other way we're going to be able to do that. And when we get that taken care of, there'll be more resources for our homeless citizens, and they'll more than likely be the ones that will be accepting a hand up. So anyway, thanks, you guys.
Thank you, Nick.
Great job on the letter, and you're absolutely right about that. If those 350 people that they want off the streets were off the streets, it most likely would not only reduce all kinds of different crime, but it would reduce the drug crime, which would make things a little bit harder as far as getting drugs and things like that for the people who are homeless.
Yep, and, you know, if we did get the criminals off the street, that might open up the idea of having a dedicated homeless camp, because that would get the criminals out of running the homeless camp, and we could get them out of our green spaces. You know, I worry like heck that somebody's
yes.
going to start another fire.
Yes.
And, you know, but Barry Tippin started studying it, so he's going to come up with a solution to that in 3 or 4 years.
I loved your letter. I have to say the part that really I got a kick out of, you're so tongue-in-cheek and clever, was about sending these folks off to Las Vegas so they feel better about themselves.
There's people that would believe that way. He's in a better mood, and he won't commit a couple of crimes today.
It's unbelievable. Have you ever noticed that a lot of liberals, there's absolutely no sense of humor? None. No sense of humor. And I think that, for me, that's how I identify them. Because you say something, it's funny. You know, it's funny. And there's just no sense of humor there at all.
Oh, that's right. You know, speaking about somebody running for Brian Daly's spot in the assembly, I'm kind of torn. I've heard that Leonard Modi might run, and I heard that, Julie Winters might run. And I don't know whether I'd vote for both of them just to get them to hell out of Reading, or, you know, you don't want to send somebody that's really not going to represent you too well. You know, that's the way Clinton got out of Arkansas. They wanted to get rid of him, and that's the only plan they could come up with.
Well, and how did that work out?
Yeah, that worked out. Everybody got stuck with him. Yeah, the real deal is we need to elect somebody who's gonna be the person who's going to be that representative that does the wishes of the people, just like we did with Trump. That's where we got to go.
Yep.
Well, that's absolutely right.
Yep.
And, you know, if we send somebody up there that doesn't represent our values, we're not gaining anything.
2570 South Bonneview Road, 2570 South Bonneview Road, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Find out.
Okay, have a great day.
All right,
thank
brother.
You, Nick.
Bye.
Bob, how you doing, buddy? You're
morning,
on the
Bob.
Line.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's going great. Good morning, fellas. Hey, look, I was down in Corning to a car show yesterday, and to lighten things up from Jimmy a little bit, there's a whole lot more Jefferson signs along I-5, especially coming north on farm property or ranch property. I was down there yesterday. There was people that had our stickers all over their cars. They were doing things, talking about Jefferson. I turned out pamphlets. I turned out cards for the radio program. Things are becoming alive for Jefferson that I can see. And I mean, Corning is, I talked to a lot of people. They, are going to try to be up here Monday night, tomorrow night. So, guys, you're doing a great job. Hang in there, and we'll see what we can do.
All right. Thank you,
Bob.
Thank
you, Bob.
Thanks for the input.
All
update.
Right.
Appreciate it. All righty.
So, yeah, all's quiet on the Western Front now.
Yeah, cool. See, that's what we want to hear. We want to hear what's going on out there, see what people are doing throughout Jefferson.
Well, we've heard from Tehama County, and we have heard from Calaveras County.
Yeah.
And there's something.
Does Nick count as Shasta County?
Shasta County? What?
No. Of the
Nick
counties.
Is Shasta County.
Nick is Shasta County.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Of the counties you've heard from.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
So, yeah, Nick. And Bob.
And then Bob, yeah. He's
County. From Shasta, but he was in Tehama.
He was in Tehama, yeah. There you go.
Bob's everywhere. Bob goes everywhere.
Well, yeah. That's right. Cool. Bob goes everywhere.
He does.
Yeah.
He's I'm glad he does.
Yeah.
Are you?
You bet.
Good. Well, you know, we did file our appeal.
We did that on Monday.
We did that on Monday. Judge Alex Kaczynski is the one who wrote our appeal. It's amazing.
Yep.
And where can you find that appeal?
Oh, pretty much anywhere. Just got to look. you can go to our SOJ website.
Yes.
SOJ51.org. It's on there.
It is. And it's absolutely amazing. I mean, you know, the good thing about our attorney team is the just what a stellar job they've done. And
oh, my gosh.
You can't say enough about Gary and Scott. I mean, you know, yeah, folks, we spent a lot of money. You know, this is a big court case. I mean, but frankly, the time dedicated by Scott and Gary has been absolutely incredible. I mean, lots and lots of phone calls and different things they've done for us at no charge, because we have three attorneys, Alex Kaczynski, Scott Staffney, and Gary
Zerman.
And that's in no particular order either.
Right.
In other words, all those guys are amazing guys, but they're all patriots. They're all wanting liberty. And the idea of having a situation now where we are in the appeal process in federal court, and there's been some moronic stuff that's gone on about how we're in the wrong jurisdiction. Oh, who's the genius who's saying that? Okay, well, you're in the wrong jurisdiction. Okay, well, tell that to Alex Kaczynski. Give me a break. Or how about Kavanaugh? Tell that to him. I mean, I am tired of the morons.
Well, it's not just that, but people are ignorant. And ignorant is a good defining word, meaning that you do not know. It doesn't say that you're stupid. It just says that you do not know. You do not know the particulars. You don't know what's really going on. And there are a great many of people that have made comments and continue to make comments about, like you said, we're in the wrong part of the process. We don't know what we're doing.
But making that comment, wouldn't you want to have the facts on it? If you're spewing out facts,
exactly,
then wouldn't you want to have them? That's what I mean. I mean,
right.
I don't see a justification for that, frankly. I don't see one. But
well,
I mean,
they're just trying to stir the pot.
They're trying to stir the pot. I mean, there's no justification for it.
And the thing is, we're always going to have the naysayers,
yeah.
And we always will, and we knew that going into this process from day one.
This is different than a naysayer, my friend. It's different than a naysayer when you are putting out information that just isn't correct. And you're saying,
lying?
Well, hey, I know because I'm, you know, I'm a this or that. Okay, seriously? Seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You know, it's just like this moronic thing with New California. And maybe that's the wrong word. But, you know, I'm getting a little testy in my old age. And when you stop and look at where people are coming from on all this stuff, I mean, really and truly, if you've got something to say, say it and use the facts on it. I mean, good grief.
Yeah.
And the people that swallow that, I mean, what's the deal with that? Well, I know how we get what we want. We stir the pot. You know, that's a liberal tendency. That is a liberal tendency.
Yep.
And when you do that and you go out there and you try to stir the pot, because how do you get something? You have a tantrum. And, oh, no, you have a tantrum. You know, it's like, okay, well, we need to outlaw guns. Well, because guns kill kids. And gosh, you know, you must hate kids. You must hate kids. Well, no. I mean, if that's the case, California's last in education, does that mean we break all the pencils? You know, anyway, it's just getting to a point where, you know, and Bob's right. We're getting a lot of people that are seeing the light on this thing and just using some common sense and really looking at stuff. I mean, you know, you take somebody's word on something that has the expertise on it, you know, yeah. And you know, a lot of people could say when you look at the attorney team we have, and these guys have done so much. I mean, they must have worked a year for nothing. I mean, these guys have done so much. Why would they have the dog in the hunt? Why would they risk their reputations?
And their current careers. Yeah.
Anyway, I know that we're going to have to go off to our last break, but what I want to do is encourage you folks to call in 605-4567, 605-4567. If you have something going on in your county or you have a question about the court case or you have a question about anything, 605-4567. And time has come, my good friend.
Or 51. The world in all of Western civilization. The sun may rise in the east, at least it's settled in a final location. It's understood that Hollywood sells California.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net. and donate now to show your support.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
With me one time now. Jefferson. Number 51. We believe in freedom. We even got in guns. We believe in working hard till the working day is done. Teach the children to follow their hearts. Teach them right from wrong. One day this will be their land, and this will be their song.
Yeah. Amen. Freedom, 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 freedom. All right, we want to come back and thank all of our State of Jefferson sign sponsors here in Shasta County. We have Dierman Pumps out on Highway 273, Vic Hannon on Highway 273, Valley Septic on Eastside Road, Bob Hutchins on River Road, Stroop's Equipment on Churn Creek Road, Skunk Works Motorcycle on North I-5, Design Time and Tile on Highway 273, Muse Trucking on Clear Creek Road, Donna Jamian Construction on Twin View Boulevard, Leo Jones Propane on Highway 299 in Bella Vista and Burney, Solid Rock Construction on Airport Road, Donald Rolgren Firewood in Burney, Mort's Custom Sheet Metal, Clear Creek Road, Rich Morgan Holiday Ranch, Gas Point Road, Sight for Sore Eyes, Cypress Avenue, American Lock and Key, Twin View Boulevard, Klein Equipment, Round Mountain, North State Consultants Incorporated, Old Oregon Trail, Lassen Landscape, Churn Creek Road, and Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 in Bella Vista. And I know that I have a more current updated list, but I don't have it with me, and I apologize to those other sponsors. I'll get them next Sunday. Sorry, Bob. We're back at it. Oh, on top of that, I just want to make sure that I don't forget to remind everybody regarding the fundraising component. You know, everybody in your counties, fundraise the best way you can to help us with the legal funds. We appreciate that. But also, if you just want to throw your donations and contributions towards a legal fund, we'd appreciate that as well. You can mail them to P.O. Box 751, Palocedro, P-A-L-O-C-E-D-R-O, 96073. And you can mail a cash, check, money order, whatever you choose, and just make the check out to SOJ or State of Jefferson or whatever you want to put on there.
Is this Terry G. on the line?
Yes, good morning.
I have to tell you, the messenger was marvelous. Thank you so much. Great job again, you and the girls.
And thank Janet Chandler for writing the feature on Shasta. Shasta County.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really well done. She took you on a tour on that writing.
Right. I wanted to let everyone know that State of Jefferson, El Dorado County, will have a booth at our fair from starting next Thursday, the 13th through the 16th. And we will have lots of merchandise and brochures. We have the new brochure about representation. So urge everybody to stop by our booth. And also, I wanted to touch on what Terry already has about the these rallies. Actually, the rally for Trump is this is just being coordinated in our state. And looking through various groups, conservatives, to be out there at noon on a freeway overpass, just along a roadway, intersections, and if you have a Trump flag, wave that flag, bring signs, and also fly those Jefferson flags. He will be announcing at 8 p.m. in Orlando, Florida, in a huge rally. And so we're going to kick it off in California in every county at noon, be in contact with the 23 counties in Jefferson. And I'm not alone in doing this. Some of this effort's coming out of Southern California also. And I think it's important to note that President Trump has come through on about every campaign promise he made, which is really unusual for a politician. But most important to us is his appointments to the Supreme Court. And now he's continuing to appoint judges, conservative judges, in our lower courts. And nothing could be more important for us of Jefferson than that alone. And it appears that Ruth Ginsburg has announced she probably will be retiring in 2020. So we need him in office another 6 years. And that's the importance in my mind. This is about conservativeness. It's about our Constitution, having a candidate, a president that supports it and doesn't try to undermine like we watched 8 years under Obama. So it's time for us to stand up, have some backbone, and let's vote in conservative candidates.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Terry. I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. And you know, really and truly, I mean, come on. You know, Donald Trump, I mean, the thing, you can like him or not like him, but he's done everything he said he was going to do. There's no way in the world that you can't see that this man is on the side of the American people.
Well, just think how much more he could have done if he'd had the team working with him instead of against him.
Right.
I mean, what a hot mess.
And I think we all have to remember, as discouraged as we get when trying to elect somebody in the state capitol, that we have to vote, because also it could mean that difference in electing a county supervisor, a sheriff. And we've had an experience in this county where a candidate has won by one vote.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, so, we've had that happen here, too.
Wow.
Right. Gary Kent. I think we all have to remember that. And you have another election coming out?
We do, and we have some
candidates. Yeah, I don't care if you're discouraged about California and this message about your vote doesn't count. If we don't start getting out there, 2 million Republicans didn't vote in 2018.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
And so this is what we have to remember. We still have to live here.
Well, it's true. And one thing, Terry, though, that's happening is a lot of people are moving. I mean, a lot of people are.
Well, I know.
No.
But,
I'm not. I agree with you. I mean,
regardless, we're still here.
We are, and I agree with you.
And it's time to fight. And let's, you know, our votes alone, our elections are at risk because of the left and what they want to do.
Right.
And so it's time. It's not only time for 51. It's time to stand up for what we believe in, and let's bring in other people in line with other groups with our message and get out the vote.
Well, I think that's pretty much the track that we're on, number one. Number two is that if we have a conservative candidate, even here in Assembly District 1, if that candidate is willing to support the people and conservative values, then I would submit to you that all the conservative counties should be helping this guy get elected, because even though he represents one particular district, he also represents, as you were saying, and rightfully so, the conservative values that most people have. California is out of control. There's no question about it.
Well, and there's an effort I'm involved with that's exactly trying to do that. And it has nothing to do with the state party leadership. You know, this is just individuals that are ready to start their own grassroots movement to get conservatives elected.
Sure.
So, anyway, that's my message for today.
Well, and also, too, Terry, if we have friends and family who live in other districts, other assembly or congressional or Senate districts.
Congressional.
If we have family members that live in those other districts that are going to be voting, having a vote coming up, contact them and let them know, hey, you need to support this person because of X, Y, Z, you know, for
you know,
conservative values and so forth. So just so they're aware of it, so have that conversation with your family about it. If you know they're conservative especially, make sure that they're out there voting. Just, hey, don't forget to vote for, you know, whoever, and make sure that it's taken care of, and share the word, because in that way we can make sure that we do get the conservatives elected into
it's
position.
It's got to be a statewide effort.
Correct. But it starts at the district level. And so we have to, for us coming up anyway, it's going to start for District 1, which is basically bigger than some of the states back east.
But you know,
we have to make sure that we get it done.
And Terry, you're absolutely right. I know that you made mention several times on representation. You know, regardless, 40 and 80 is not enough. The 40 and 80 will never work. 40 and 80 can't work.
You're talking Assembly and Senate.
I'm talking about Assembly and Senate.
Right.
It just doesn't work. I mean, it's their 40 and 80 or our 40 and 80, you know.
Yep.
Or it's, you know, mine or yours and mine, or whatever way you want to put it. The point is that we need representation. What Sharon Durst has written about is excellent. Her pamphlet is excellent. We need to get that out.
Yes, we've both been in the process of mailing these out.
That's great.
With
that's
a couple
great.
Of letters. I sent a slew to New York representatives because they're trying the same thing there.
Yes, they are.
So it's time to start building alliances.
Amen.
And,
but we have to get the legislation through.
Increase our numbers.
We have to get the legislation through, not only just increasing our numbers of conservatives and aligning with other groups, you're absolutely correct, but we have to get the representation issue in balance. And if we get it in balance, I would submit to you that I don't see any way that California could have a balance with 40 million people. That's why we're doing Jefferson. Now, in saying that, of course, representation is the silver bullet. It's what we need. But as long as we have 40 and 80, it's still the elephant in the room. It's still the issue. And
it is. But, see, the thing is, when we're out there messaging and trying to get people to vote, at the same time, we're educating them about our effort for representation.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Oh, I agree with you more. Absolutely.
That's what we have to remember.
I agree with you more. In fact, we're going to be at an event. That's when? July 18th that CJ put together? Is that the day of it?
August.
No, I thought it was July.
July
18th?
It's July
19th.
July 19th.
Okay,
yes.
And it's, you know, and I know that we'll be, we're sending a contingent of folks there. We're going to have some gear there. We're going to have, because what we, and Terry's right, you know, we need to be all working together toward the goal, and the goal is representation. And I think that she's right. And also, you know, we certainly don't ever want to, the hardworking people, in the Republican Party that are boots on the ground, like Terry yourself, as hard as she works, and all the folks that work at all these different ways of trying to bring people together, is the right thing to do. But again, as long as we have 40 and 80, 40 senators and 80 assemblymen, that's always going to be an issue. So, Terry G., thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you.
Hey,
you
great job.
Have a good day.
Great job on the messenger.
That
was a good one. Thanks.
Oh, thanks for everybody that helps on that messenger, including Miss Penny in Shasta County.
Yep.
Yeah, she's great.
That team, team of
okay.
ladies is great.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Terry.
Yeah, all right, bye-bye.
Yeah, that messenger was great. And get a chance to read it. Please do so. Janet Chandler from Shasta County wrote a great tour of Shasta County, what it was all about. So that was really well done. And I called her yesterday and told her, gave her a pat on the back for doing that. It was well done.
She's got a little bit of talent, huh?
Just a little bit. She has more than a little pinky than I'll ever have.
Well, you're going to Disneyland, so I think that's going to be really fun. You know, say hi to Jack Sparrow for me.
Drink a toast one for it?
Yeah.
I think they'll let me do that in Pirates of the Caribbean.
I don't know. Just be careful of the hamburgers there. They're good seat cushions.
Oh, okay.
Ashley's in there smiling. We like to make Ashley smile because when Ashley is happy, the world is happy.
There you go.
If Ashley's not happy, the world is not happy. So we want to keep
That's
Ashley.
A terrifying responsibility.
But you know what she is?
But she handles it well.
She's a young Janet Chandler.
She is. She's
totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'm just going to turn off your mics and turn the music up now.
Okay.
Time has come.
For 51.
Hey, CJ, come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us. You serve LA. The time has come for 51.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.